stupid, ignorant, son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding out you again on Sundays from 2 to 4. You're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. Zach.
How are you, Josh? Great to be here this afternoon.
It's great. A little bit of a late start, but I'm sure everyone can forgive us for that.
Well, if not, they know who to blame. It's Chris and Sean from Switch on Brisbane.
Chatterboxes.
Gas bagging out the door.
Bad mouthing other members of staff.
We won't name names, unlike them.
No, they tried to throw us under the bus.
They were throwing names out like a raffle.
And it looks like Zach...
That no one showed up to.
Thus making them the winner. Zach, we're being watched.
We are being watched. We're being monitored. I fear, Josh, we did discuss... there's a lot of bizarre characters at the radio station.
Yeah.
Like Switch 1197, it's an alternative station.
She's a wild old place. It's like the Wild West of radio.
Basically, yeah. What you've got is everyone who didn't fit in anywhere else.
Mm.
And they've been forced shoehorned together, if you will. And it's such an amazing cross-section of people. It's such a bizarre set of characters that you and I have often joked about the fact that this might all be a setup for a reality TV program.
Well,
there's another nail in the coffin for that theory. There's a camera staring directly at us.
More so me than you, it looks like. I mean, you've craftily got your back to it, so right. I mean, who knows? But then again, all the things on your computer, they can all show up. I'm here incognito, so who knows what I'm looking at, mate, but... I think you're dipping your toe in a little bit of kind of caper like that as well, mate.
That's right. I've
moving some funds around.
Recently moved some funds around with a bit of advice from a security expert, Josh. And I want to see if we can put his advice to the test.
Oh,
and
good.
Being a hard-headed gentleman such as yourself,
yeah.
I want to see if you can crack my code.
They call me old Thick Neck McGee. Not a lot between the ears, but he's all brawn. Well, so we've got Neptune Estate stopping by for a chat as well. Also, we'll speak to enemy of the show, Mr. Mark Ravina. We've sent him up to Cairns.
And Josh tries to break the bank.
Straight after this on the Josh and Zachary Show, Switch 1197.
You're listening to the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197. Everybody wants to my girl. Everybody wanna take her away.
Dry your eyes, Zach. One Direction.
Mate, they are sopping wet.
You heard it here first. Zayn has unfortunately decided to leave the band. The five-piece now, a quartet. I mean, it's good for such things as getting lifts in the car. You got one up the front, three in the passenger seats. Your stock standard sedan. So, I mean, you got to take lemons and make lemonade in this case.
You do, but I don't know if they ever had a problem with... you know, just taking the small sedans around or anything. I think they might have been chauffeured around, Josh.
I do think they're taking private planes last time they came to Australia, so they're not really doing the carbon footprint any good. But, well, I guess one's gone. And from all accounts, Zach, nightmare in the teenage girl department. If you the Instagram and that other app, Vine, is just riddled with teenagers just crying their little eyes out.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever experienced liking a band so much that I would cry when they broke up.
I mean, a lot of the videos that we did see were...
I didn't see them.
Well, I saw a fair few of them. And
I don't like making fun of 12-year-old kids, mate.
I think
that's
a bit older.
That's how you get your kicks.
But I don't understand. Like, in no situation I've ever been so sad as to cry movie or other...
MASH? MASH finale, perhaps?
I did feel that your eyes light up when I started with that sentence. Yes, for everyone listening, I did cry at the MASH finale. In the
that he one watched time. It last week.
Wait, she always gets me. They said that Zayn, he left. He said he wanted to be a normal 22-year-old. It's hard to believe that. He's only 22.
It is.
But they did start on the X Factor.
Flogging rich 22-year-old. Well, why wouldn't you leave?
Well, here's the thing,
of course you would.
He's saying to himself, I want to be a normal 22-year-old. It's hard to be a normal 22-year-old when money's falling out of your pockets as you're wandering up and down the streets. And say what you will about him. He'll be mobbed wherever he goes. I think that if he wanted to live life like a normal 22-year-old, then he's going to have to basically get a new face. And if he does do that, he does go down that line, I'm happy to trade faces with him.
Put my hand right up.
So there you go, Zayn. You've got two potential candidates right here.
Well, Josh, interesting interesting topic on this is it was Zane who left.
Zane left, yeah.
In my house, we do have a cardboard cutout of Zane. The one who left.
Coincidence? You guys weren't
That's the golden egg.
You guys weren't doing any voodoo, were you? Just putting him outside.
I wouldn't call it voodoo, but certainly frowned upon.
So there you go, girls of Brisbane and the world throughout. The reason that Zane has left is my co-host, Zach. He's been doing some black magic. But
racial.
I assure you it's not.
Just need to make sure.
They say these things happen in threes, Zach. So, I mean, hopefully we're at the end of the, basically, Zane left, Jeremy Clarkson left. Let's move on with the show. I mean, dry your eyes, everyone, and we can just get on with it. So what do we got?
I'm going to stop you right there, actually, Josh. And I did plan to talk about this during the second break. And if I knew you were going to bring this up, I probably would have, you know, prepared something a little bit more thought out.
But, go for it, mate.
As of this week, I won't be doing the show.
Funny.
No. Well,
so we're going into some ads, and then we'll be straight.
I basically
back.
Just want to be a normal 22-year-old, and
hard because you're 25.
Yeah, well, that's the difficult part, mate.
You've got
that's...
some backdating to do in your calendar.
Exactly. And I can't be doing that while I'm in here, you know, joshing about the Zach and Joshery show. Mm.
You're serious?
Yeah. No, I got to pack it in, mate. I've spoken to Mark, enemy of the show. He's decided to become co-host of the show, if you'll have him.
I don't want it. No. I'm happy with this arrangement, so we'll stick with this arrangement, and then we'll just go into some normal stuff. And, mate, I don't...
Farewell, Brisbane.
Mate, you're not doing this.
This hurts me more than it hurts you.
Don't. Don't get up. What are you doing? No,
it's
Zach.
Great.
No.
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.
It's sign off. No. Come on. He's gone.
No conclusive response.
So we've got him on the phone now.
Hey.
Mark Ravine, are you there?
I'm reporting for duty. I heard Zach was going. I knew this day would come.
No, he's back now.
Yeah, no, mate.
Oh. Because Zach gave me a call the other day and I said, you know, follow your heart, i.e. leave the show, give me a chance.
Yeah.
And here I am.
Do you think that's why Zane's mum encouraged him to leave so she can score the spot?
Maybe. I was thinking about the Josh and Markery show, then you have to change three letters on the billboard.
Yeah, that's true. So he's thinking fiscally, so that's good.
But they'll have to increase the billboard by about twice the size.
Because you're fat! Funny you should bring that up, because actually a young man, wasn't so young anymore, but he certainly was back in the day. He lost his wallet 35 years ago and it's finally been returned to him. Compliments to a Facebook sleuth.
Hey,
3221017.
Facebook wasn't around 35 years ago, so I'm calling shenanigans on this.
There you go, and that's done. Next segment. But no, he lost it 35 years ago, mate. Someone found it, God forbid. It's John Steele, his name was. Then he was 10. He was 10 years old. So Johnny Steele, he was 10 years old. He was asleep in a seaside caravan when a thief broke in and stole a wallet, but it's now been
returned. From a 10-year-old.
One, who steals a wallet from a 10-year-old? Two, who steals a wallet... from a caravan. Like, if you're in a caravan, you're not doing so great.
No, it's one of these things his parents have made up.
Yeah.
You know how, like, the Easter Bunny allegedly breaks into your house.
I don't think he breaks in.
Leaves chocolate eggs there. My dog used to leave me chocolate pretzels. They tasted awful. Easter Fido. Had to have my stomach pumped at the hospital. Have you ever thrown up and people yelled, who shit themselves?
If you throw up, someone shouldn't chase the dog around with a rolled up newspaper. The dog crapped in his study again, Ma.
Yeah, so.
But it said he had long forgotten that the wallet existed, but builders found it with a £1 note in it. So, how much of a piece of junk
must be worth a fortune now?
Oh yeah, I mean,
no, because the government's deflated your currencies. Wake up, people!
So he says he got himself as his $12 his £1 note, and also it had a schoolboy photo of himself.
Oh boy,
which that's how they found him.
How vain do you have to be? What he's done. Is he's opened his old man's wallet, seen a picture of himself, and thought, oh, everyone's got a picture of me in their wallet. I better put one in as well.
That's a phoner. So we won't have to worry about it. Zach, we were talking about... we weren't really talking about anything, to be perfectly honest. We haven't done that since, I think, the third show we ever did. Talked about anything of any great importance. But, Zach, are you familiar with arranged marriages?
Mate, am I familiar with them? I've even bloody arranged a few myself.
Oh, yeah? How so?
had a few pet guinea pigs as a kid.
Married some cats to some dogs.
Yeah. I like, spent a week in church for that one.
We've got to
say so many Hail Marys.
You can only buy so many rosemary beads. Can you buy rosemary beads?
Yeah, do you buy them or are they giving them
to
you?
Yeah, I don't know if they give them to you. It's like because that's kind of like, well, I guess you can buy a Bible.
When you're not a priest anymore, do you hand in your,
your
gun and your rosemary beads? Your gun. They still have a gun.
Well, you know, we all know what happens when priests don't have guns, mate. People go and...
when people in the church speak out of line.
Well, you know, all the people knocking on the doors yelling sanctuary. It's like, no, it doesn't actually... See, you watched a few too many Disney cartoons.
You've seen The Hunchback from Notre Dame.
They have to clean the pews somehow.
You're not a disfigured freak. We can't offer you anything. Get out.
Get out of here. Stop
you can't live in the bell tower.
Stop drinking the holy water.
Festival? Just say the right letter.
For anyone, obviously there's no visual element, but Zach likes to act out the disgust that obviously from that scene of that particular movie, which is we all know and love. But Zach, this one is an arranged marriage gone completely wrong. Yeah. This has gone
as
wrong.
Let's talk about something people might know something about. Here's an obscure reference from Notre Dame. A Fox and the Hound later.
Hey, kids, tune in.
We're the only two people who've definitely seen all the same movies.
So let's just
we shouldn't host a radio show together. All our references are just always gonna be so far off base.
Well, it's like that thing Dad always says.
Oh yeah. No, you're right.
Everyone can get involved. The thing is, I've got a blemish on my face, mate.
Yeah, you do. I've been looking at that all show. I thought you were about to either be shot through the head
or I'm converted,
or you're going to have a rough time at real life Tinder tomorrow.
Either a sniper rifle was trained on my brow.
I'm sitting over here and I'm trying to figure out which fate's worse. It's a real head scratcher.
To be humiliated on the number one radio station across Brisbane, or to be shot through the cranium. If anyone's got any tips, let me know. 3221097. But it's Red Fruit Juicy Wiggle on the Josh and Zach Show. We'll be straight back after this with a game for you, mate.
I walked into the party. Yeah, baby.
Woo! Josh and Zach. Rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative as we entertain ourselves by putting headphones on the wrong way. Everyone can enjoy that visual medium. Is radio.
Brisbane, treat yourselves to this for a while. If you happen to have headphones that are, you know, these big cover your ears, like earmuff sort of headphones.
Earmuff headphones. Yeah.
Take them off your ears, place them on your cheekbones.
Yes. Yeah.
And to anyone that you're looking straight at, it looks like you've got ears that are really far forward.
It looks bloody sensational, guys, and I won't lie about it.
If ever you thought, I'd love to see what I'd look like with ears closer to my nose, we got the answer.
There you go, and you heard it here first on the Josh and Zachary Show. So, Zach, are you interested in playing a little game?
I'm not.
No, you will be. You'll love this.
I'm going to hate it. I'm 90% certain I know what it is.
I'm not sure if I really want to explain the game before I play the jingle, or just play the jingle and watch the fun throw away from your face. Which would you prefer?
Surprise me.
Go for the jingle?
Mate.
Here it is.
It's Zachary's impression of the week.
I knew it.
What, mate?
I was doing my impressions at Sultan's and we're having a kebab. Like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to make it sound like I was eating at the restaurant. They spotted me and went, oh, you're Zach from the radio show, come up and do some impressions. No, I was doing them at the table.
They said, get that pianist out of here, give him the microphone. Zach's about to improv some impressions. But I mean, what are some of your staples that you've been working on, Zach?
Well, I had Snoop Dogg earlier today.
Snoop Dogg, we all enjoyed that, but that wasn't part of the official game.
No, I wish it was. I've been working on that.
My personal favorite, if you don't mind, I might list a few of my favorites that you can do. I like the Christopher Walken. I like the Forrest Gump. And I think this is going to be a reoccurring bit, so I don't really want...
You don't want to hit Brisbane with too many.
I don't want
them.
Too many at once.
Okay, well, how do you want to format it? Do you want to format it as I'm doing an impersonation with whatever words I'm doing, or do you want to be doing like an interview?
No, I've got some sounds of a restaurant ambience. And do you mind if I make a request?
Okay.
Unlike Arnold Schwarzenegger, because it's a nice easy one. It's a nice easy one for you.
It's meant to be.
For everyone involved. Zach, I think I was once told by a fellow impressionist, maybe someone you might know, the phrase to get into Arnold Schwarzenegger is, there's a bomb in there.
Okay.
So if you maybe practice that a couple of times.
There's a bomb in there.
So there you go. You're
I'm sounding Jamaican. I can always do an impression of something I don't mean to start off as.
So it must be exciting for you.
Okay, yeah, no.
So I've got some ambience here of a restaurant. I might play the waiter.
Okay.
And obviously you can play Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger. And,
fantastic.
I'll just come over and take... Oh, would you? Okay, just because it's something for you. What would you like, breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Oh, I'll be in the dinner crowd.
You'll be in the dinner crowd? All right, let me just fade up the ambience. And maybe one of these. All right.
Oh, this is going to be terrible.
And beginning scene. Excuse me, sir. May I take your order?
Yes, you may.
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry, I don't mean to make a big thing of this, but are you Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I don't tell any true lies.
Wow, I'm sorry. I was such a huge fan. Now, that movie that you did just recently, what was that one called?
The Expendables.
Oh, yeah, I love that one. It was such a great cameo appearance. And I love that catchphrase that you always do.
I'll be back.
No, no, the other one.
Hasta la vista.
No, no, the other one.
Gravy.
Anyway, sorry, I'm at this point, I'm just fanboying. Can I take your order?
Get to the kitchen.
So I have to go back to the kitchen with your order, sir. So please take your time, obviously. But what would you like? I mean, would you like to hear the specials?
Yes,
we've got a chicken parmesan. Obviously, you can read the board. Maybe you can tell me some of the specials in your own in that trademark voice of yours.
I'll just have the parmesan.
The parmesan, is that what I heard?
Yes.
And would you like anything to drink, sir?
No.
The commitment is wonderful.
Zachary's impression of the week. You're listening to the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197.
Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative, joined in the studio with Neptune Estate. Zach, find your seat. Boys, thank you very much for joining us. Lockie?
How you doing?
Lockie's obviously taking charge with the interview here.
Yeah, I feel like I'm being interviewed. So I started Neptune Estate with these boys because I really wanted to express sort of my angst against society in general. Yeah.
Well, I mean, how did you... I tried to do a little bit of research on you as best as I could, but I couldn't really find too much. You guys are starting out.
Yeah.
Or just got together. How did you guys get together?
Hugh has been a long-term friend. He was in my very first band, which is T-Junction from such a long time ago when I was like 14.
It's not that long ago.
So
silly.
And then Bo is from 4014, bass player Nick. They're buds, so.
Oh, okay.
We just joined up and now we're awesome.
So now you got the new project going on. And how'd you come up with the band Neptune Estate?
Funnily enough, it's a King Krul song. But I don't know. I like planets. Like,
Josh will pretend to know who King Krul is. He has no idea.
For the duration of the show. Actually, I might line up some King Krul here. Or someone else in the monarchy. So it's...
Prince Kindness. Duke Empathetic.
Just goes on and on, doesn't it, mate? Describe your sound for anyone who hasn't heard from you.
Well, I guess the main influences were like...
Probably King Krul.
Actually, we sound nothing like King Krul. But more like Weezer, Ramones.
Oh, yeah.
That sort of vibe. But I love jazz as well, so sort of like I try to add in like some Weather Report influences and stuff like that. And like Frank Zappa is actually a good Yeah, if you guys know who Frank Zappa is.
Oh, yeah. Frank. I think he resealed my driveway the other day. Yeah, so yeah, I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah. I mean, mate, so you... colour came up beautiful on that too, by the way.
So, Neptune Estate boys, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll be straight back after this. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. Jess Glynn, Hold My Heart. Stick around.